following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Good evening.
I think I got the same shirt on.
And your mic isn't on. Again.
It's on. Fine.
Now it's on.
Are you sure?
It's on now. Yep, you're good. No?
Nope.
Samsung?
No, I'm Rob.
It's so not fucking... It's Sam. It's on. It's on.
Just fucking with you.
Dick. Christ.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 190. We are 10 weeks away from the historic 200th episode of this franchise. As always, I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody, and I mean everybody, even Babo, is doing well all around the world. And thank you for being here. As always, I am joined by my co-host with the most.
The most what?
Speeding tickets in the history of Ochoville.
Not true. I'm the governor.
So you think you're above the law?
No, the governor is, so yeah. I mean, I'm not. No, it's just if they didn't see it, I didn't do it.
Have you ever seen the movie Above the Law, by the way?
No. Who's here, by the way?
You Me? Are. Yeah, you. Big Ocho. The Big O.
I thought this was the bowling show, by the way. So,
welcome back to Straight Up 5. This is episode number 20. I'm your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois.
Because that show I like doing, and I thought that's what we were doing, and instead I'm here again.
That's fair. No, that's fair. No, this is RTW Main Event, episode number 190, Ocho.
It should be called Curtain Jerker or fucking Awful Opener. Can we change the name at least for the last 10 weeks?
My curtains are always open, even though yeah, I'm
that's
even
what when we I'm heard. Working. We heard, yeah, but right. it, it's, that's their fault for looking, I guess.
That's so. True. Don't blame me.
Private property, you know, they didn't have a warrant.
No, they did not. But I let them in. Anyways, what's going on, Ouch?
We're doing this shit again.
Yeah.
You want to get on with it? Hit your thing and get your boner and all that. And
already? You don't want to have some small talk first?
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
First off, I'd like to say, before we get this competition going, I want to apologize for Grappler 6's audio from last week. Eli tried to clean up as best he could, but then he got really bored just listening to Grappler 6 talk. So he left most of it in there, but something wrong with his microphone or his computer or his
I sent the software drop in too, but it didn't work. It didn't I was work. Right. trying to because he hit the points, man. He was on point. I got something else I got to say real quick. Besides sure. that, yeah. it was you should actually change that to say like the minute stakes are higher because I feel like this show is literally minute stakes, which are good, but they like are. They're still not yeah. real stakes. It's like, you know, it's a facsimile of stakes. The stakes are even higher. The minute stakes with some grilled onions on maybe a hoagie roll.
Do they still call them minute steaks? Aren't they like steakums or whatever? Like same thing.
Well, right? I feel like steakums is like the expensive brand that we can't afford.
That's fair. Okay.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Wait a second. Steakums were the minute steaks. Much like, I guess, T tissues are always called Kleenex, right?
Is yeah.
That, how no, do we do that?
That's true. Yeah.
Bandages, adhesive bandages are called Band-Aids.
Yep.
Do they know it's Christmas time was Band-Aid?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Fucking hate this show. Go ahead.
It's another top five qualifier tonight.
Christ.
One of the two competitors tonight will be vying for a spot in the final tournament of champions that will be held concluding on episode 200. As you found out last week, Grappler 6 is back. Somehow he's the champion, and he's gonna defend his title against whoever makes it to the final spot.
He swore he's going to Radio Shack, by the way, and he's gonna get an actual. We're gonna get the budget up from Eli, and he's gonna. So the audio is gonna be super clean.
Yeah, unlike his,
he might have been fending off, Daniel Bryan's freaking neighbor or something like that. Like, I mean, he had to freaking rescue the guy a couple of years ago. So, I mean, when you're running around, you got a hot mic on your lapel and shit kind of goes awry sometimes.
Tonight's top five competitors. One is a former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion. The other used to have really big balls. Leading off is that person that I just referred to. Formerly
big balls guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Formerly of Maximal Island, now staying in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It is one and only El Cajones Maximo. Good evening, Cajones.
Yes, I'm at the Cajones.
Well, his voice is way higher. Holy shit.
Well, when they get cut off, the voice gets higher.
That's a real thing. I know anatomy well.
Yeah.
I thought that was just more myth than anything. Okay. Okay. I'm in. I'm in.
Also challenging tonight is the former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, Mr. Jacques Marksman. Good evening, sir.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour. How are you tonight?
I am very good. Because I am back on this show.
Yeah, all right, right on.
Okay, now, are we not sure that this guy is Latka or Andy Kaufman? I mean, like, think about that. I mean, Andy Kaufman still might not be dead. The original Kay Faber. Is Jock Six Sace Andy Kaufman?
I don't know. Are you Jacques?
I don't know. Like a dead man in a coffin.
A dead man drinking coffee, I think, is how it ended.
Eating lockies.
Well, I like to eat drink the coffee, and if it is a Hanukkah, we have latkes to eat.
Okay. All right. Very open ended. Yeah. I mean, I guess the this will continue.
Fair enough. Also joining us is our special co-host for the evening. He is co-hosting the festivities tonight. It is former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, El Barba Maximo. Good evening, sir.
Yes, yes, you're welcome for me being here. My audio is not so okay tonight, so apologizing.
It's fine. You sound like you're in a Maximo Island restroom. That's all. You're good.
You sound great.
Or in a CC's that you're probably prepping, food for the hungry and such because you're a diplomat.
I really miss that place. Yeah.
It doesn't miss you. You ate all the profits. I mean, when you spend $5.99 on a buffet and you eat $40 worth of food, I mean, what do you expect?
So there's that. Tonight's top five topic. Top five soups of all time. Ocho, you are the resident official. You always decide who goes first in each and every competition. Who do you think should go first tonight?
Six goes first.
Chuck has Marksman. What do you have for your number five, top five, greatest soups of all time?
Yes, so this soup, it's a very popular. So much so that they make ready-mixed spice packets for it. and you can buy it in lots of the shops in Africa. It includes some nutmeg, some castor seed, some jansa, and some balatiti leaves. It is, of course, the banga soup from Nigeria.
Nigeria!
Also, I will tell you, but do not tell my brothers, but banga soup is also going to be a video coming out next week.
I was going to spoil that, too. I didn't want to. I figured, you know, since no one's here, but yeah, Ocho, I got the email.
Don't tell them about the spoil it, that, too.
I will not. I won't.
That's
won't.
The sequel. It's been under production for many weeks.
Yeah. Remember, they called that Chunky Soup, Chunky Banger Soup. So that was the sequel. They gave her CC's for 2 months. And but, okay, I've said too much.
El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest soups of all time?
This broth is simmered for hours with the cinnamon and warm spices, and it is among Vietnam's most recognized exports. It's the pho.
The what?
Pho.
What?
Pho.
El Barba Maximo. Are you still having audio difficulties?
Yes, they are difficult to be dealing with, but it is, there's that.
Did you hear the
is he the ref? Because I'm okay with this.
He's like a color commentator, so to speak. Like he's
that's
like,
racist.
Special guest enforcers.
Yeah, there you go.
Or like a lumberjack match.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. So we have the banger soup, and we have the pho show. Ocho, what do you have for this one?
It's actually a no-brainer. Cajones wins this one, pho show. Asshole fucking bell. Fuck, I gotta get out of here. I gotta stop doing this fucking dumb shit.
El Barba Maximo.
I was on mute, right? No.
No, we heard. Everybody heard that. Yeah.
Sorry. Eli will edit that. I'll give him a software drop. Fuck this.
Sure. Barba, do you agree with Ocho's assessment that Cajones should have won that point because of the foe?
Well, El Barba believes the point is not evenly distributed because it is mispronounced. It is actually fa.
What?
Fa.
What?
Fuck you.
That's why I picked it.
El Cajones Maximo, were you aware that it was not pronounced correctly?
I think that's just from the voice change.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. No, I'm glad you cleared it up.
Now you're ball shaming the guy.
Jacques Marksman, what do you have for your number four top five greatest soups of all time?
Yes, so this soup, you take the chunks of the tender beets and you put it in a nice broth for a soup. And it is very beloved in the Ukraine and across the Eastern Europe. And it is often topped with the rich dollop of the sour cream it gives a very tangy kick. It's the borscht.
It's the worst? Then why are you picking it?
No, it's the borscht.
It's the best.
The borscht.
Ocho, have you ever been to Europe?
I'm ageless and timeless and travelless. That would be no.
El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number four top five greatest soups of all time?
This soup is a fisherman's stew turned into a culinary icon with Mediterranean flavors. With some garlic and the tomatoes and the fresh fish. It's called Puri Babarbaiz.
Jesus Christ. Can you spell that?
Yes, Bouillabaisse.
Bouillonnaise.
Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we have the bouillon base. Ocho, and we have the The best of the worst.
I'm simplifying this a little bit. Any description that uses the word dollop wins. So Jacques gets this one because it reminded me of the old Brill Cream commercial.
Oh, Joe, don't tell them about the cream.
That was supposed to be a hint, and that's it. That's all that was. Don't read into it, even though there's plenty to read into.
Barbara, you are a professional when it comes to top fives. You're obviously
his name is not Barbara. Christ.
I said Barbara. Primo's not here. Primo's wanted to call him Barbara. Anyway.
Well, thank you for correcting that because you screwed that up too.
You're welcome. Barbara, you are a multi-time RTW Top 5 Challenge champion. It is tied 1-1 right now. In your expert opinion, who do you think has the edge right now?
Yeah, right now it is a double-edged sword since it is tied up. There's an edge on both sides.
It'd have been funny if he said Adam Copeland.
So there's that. Jacques Marksman, what do you have for your number three? Top five greatest soups of all time.
This soup is, it has the thinly sliced greens with the potatoes and the onions. And it's a Portuguese created. They like to put the Portuguese sausage into it. Very popular at the weddings and all around the world. It is the Colt Verd.
The Colbert?
The Colt Verd.
Colt Beard.
Verd.
El Cajones Maxima, what do you have for your number three? Top five greatest soups of all time.
This soup is from North Africa. And it is beloved during the holy time of the Ramadan. You can make it with the chicken, beef, mutton, or the lamb. And put some lemon on top. It is popular in Algeria and Libya. It is the chorba free.
All right, Ocho, we have the Colbert special, and we have the Coke is free?
The chorba free.
What number is this again?
Three.
Jacques.
No reason, just...
I'm just calling it like I sees it, man. What do you want me to fucking do? I got a ballless guy here. I got a guy who's the daddy, we think, or thought.
No, he is.
We think we thought. And he's saying, like, oh, so this is. This is a memorable moment that I don't want to remember.
Well, Jacques needs to win because he needs some money to support Mark. Now that
I think he should just make the damn soup that he's so craving and feed his damn kid and go play putt-putt.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's 2-1, Jacques. El Barba Maximo, would you consider this a commanding lead?
This is a lead that El Barba has never seen this competitor have before.
Yeah, it's never never happened.
He knows the stats.
No, he's unprecedented.
Yeah. Uncle Jacques, what do you have for your number two? Top five greatest soups of all time.
This soup is a creamy chowder from the mountains of Peru. They take some shrimp and some potatoes and the corn, and they add in some aji amarillo chili peppers, and it is called the chupe de camarones.
The chupe de camarones.
Yes.
El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number two? Top five greatest soups of all time.
This soup is from the Arabs, but then the Spaniards, they stole it and made it with the tomatoes. And the original blender, it was seasoned heavily with the vinegar. It is the gazpacho.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So the Spaniards have pretty much stolen everything in history, right, Ocho? They stole the land that we call America from the Native Americans.
The natives, sure.
Yep. They stole
pizza.
They stole pizza. Yep. They stole disco.
Mm-hmm.
Inferno. then they gave him back because he's really fucking annoying. So yeah, the Spaniards have a history of stealing things, and I didn't know they stole.
They stole the queen. I mean, they gave her back to, you know, England. You know,
yeah.
I mean, shit.
Yep. On the other hand, we have the El Gazpacho Churro Chalupas. What do you got for this one?
I mean, this is super tough because I don't like when thievery is involved in making soups. But I don't feel like Jaquez knows what he's talking about because it's not pronounced chowder. It's chowder. So Cojones ties it up.
El Barba Maximo, since you are a history buff, a statistician, if you will, can you remember ever a time where the top five competition was tied 2-2 going into the last point?
El Barba has never recollection of times where Jaquez and Cojones has ever tied anything up other than the Mark's mom.
It's a factual statement.
Yeah, no, he's right. Ocho, can you please do the honors and do the number one gimmick thing?
I mean, I've tied up his mom too, so.
No, then you can't. No, you can't.
No, okay. Can't do it.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Number one. Top five. Greatest soups of all time. Jaquez Mark's men to advance to the Tournament of Champions. What do you have for your number one? Top five greatest soups of all time.
This can be summed up in just three simple words. Chicken, Nutella, soup.
He fucking brought it. Wow, that was powerful.
And seven easy syllables.
Yeah, for sure. El Cojones Maximo. You may not know this, but Ocho has found a specialized doctor, since he's a generalized doctor. And this specialized doctor will be able to attach one of your giant balls if you get this right and move on to the Tournament of Champions. So, that being said, to save one of your nuts.
Under universal health care, too. People bash it.
What do you have?
Why, it's only one, though. You know, you could get two. But, you know, universal health care doesn't pay enough.
Before I ask you, Cojones, which ball would you rather have attached?
I would rather the left one.
Any particular reason? Are you left-handed or left-nutted?
You know the saying, lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. I don't want the tight one.
The doctor's right-handed, though, so it actually has to be the right one. So, I mean, unless we do none, and you just pay us the money.
I could just pay you the money.
Okay, all right, well, that's good. Well, I mean, at least try for the answer then, too. What a nice guy.
El Cojones Maximo, what do you have for your number one top five greatest soups of all time?
Well, you know, I had this great story about my parents creating the soup from the old country. But after hearing Jaquez's answer, I can beat his because two words, pea soup.
You know, it's funny because last week somebody had mentioned split pea soup. Is there a difference between the two?
Yes, it has one more word in it.
So there's that. Barba, he talked about the old country, which obviously is where both of you are from.
More or less.
Yeah, I spent quite a number of days there on Maximal Island. I don't remember ever seeing pea soup anywhere on any menus.
Well, that is because this is the new country of Maximal Island. And the peas have a... they have exclusive rights to the old countries.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe Cece's needs to make a pea soup pizza then. We should get that for the flavor of the month next month.
That would be interesting to see. Maybe a deep dish style.
No, I would. Don't make it a soup. Just call it a pizza. You know, the writing is there.
Marketing. Yeah, no, that's good. Good idea, buddy.
Yes, that is a championship. Championship marketing.
I can't do everything here. I mean, I'm getting not a crumb. I don't even get a damn slice of CC's in the mail to freaking Ochoville. It'll last. We know it's got lots of preservatives in it.
It does. Several hundred. So we have chicken noodle soup and pea soup, both of which I'm sure are favorites of yours, Ocho. So that must make this a difficult decision.
Not at all, actually. I was afflicted with pea soup at one point. Then it turned into beer nuts, turned into cotton balls. So it's chicken and noodle soup and Jacques wins. Fucking bell, suck it up your ass, fuckhole.
Congratulations, Jacques Marksman. Before we get to the post-game festivities and speak with both contestants, we do have to make this decision official. Let's take it down the ringside with the official voice of RTW, Howard Schwinger.
The time of the fall is a few minutes. The guy who I call 6-1, pardon my enthusiasm, Jacques wins.
Jacques Marksman, you are advancing to the Tournament of Champions. Before we get to what you have to say, we must talk to the loser, because there is always a loser. Unfortunately, this loser does not get any of his balls back. El Cajones Maximo, are you, how do I put this delicately? Are you really going to miss your balls that much? I mean, they were just awful to carry around.
Listen, guys, I have been breaking records at the track every week since the surgery, so this is... Yeah,
you don't have to run with a wheelbarrow, finally. He had to run with a wheelbarrow every time. It was more impressive prior, because you would still take eighth place out of how many people? And, you know, here you are running with a wheelbarrow with your giant nuts in there. That's... I mean, man, your arms are huge, too. But, yes, congrats on that. Take it away again. I just wanted to let people know how rough it was prior.
Yes, sir. It's you brought up so many bad memories.
I'm sorry.
I don't. Listen, I used to be so good at the squats, though. Now I can't lift anything.
Nothing at all.
You were cheating, though. They were like hippity hops. You'd come down, you'd bounce right back up. People knew that. It wasn't like you had a jockstrap that could hold them in.
El Barba Maximo, you knew Cajones back when he had both giant cojones. Were people tripping over them at all? Or, you know, like, were there accidents? Did babies run into them? Did dogs pee on them? Like, what was it like?
Yes, it was very disturbing. That is why we had to exile him to the northeast west corner of Maximo Island.
Were there accommodations made for him, like widened doors at the base and everything, or
no,
again, no stairs or anything like that?
He was left to fend for himself and his giant cojones.
Imagine all the splinters.
So there's a weird kind of football on right now. I don't know if it's Italian. It's called Caligi football.
I never heard of it. Caligula?
It's a good movie.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Main Event. Ocho is going pee-pee right now, so I thought I would continue on without him because he is a pain in the ass, and you know, I'm just tired of waiting for him. So, things are changing at the Rad Rob Radio Network. Obviously, we have a new show on board. It is Brad Shepard Unleashed, with the one and only Brad Shepard. But RTW Rewind is taking a hiatus for a little while to kind of retool. We will be returning in a couple weeks for the third annual Rad Rumble, the week of the Royal Rumble. It's where we do 7 shows leading up until the event, which I'm looking forward to. Royal Rumble should be a banger this year with everything that's going on right now. Oh, Joe, I know you don't watch wrestling anymore, and welcome back, by the way. Do you end up watching the big events like Royal Rumble or WrestleMania or SummerSlam?
In the 90s, yes, I still watch them. But 80s and oh, no, no, 80s. What am I saying? I'm 92-ish because I wound up having to referee one of them because I was such a good ref. So I like to see how good I did.
So you're currently not watching any wrestling?
Actually, that's not true. I just saw Yanni Diakamahalis, who number one ranked 149 pounder in the country, still kept his number one status against they lost the dual meet, Wisconsin, I think it was. Nick Soriano just finally had his first match in college wrestling in 3 years, I think. He was the 2019 national champ, beating Dayton Fix in overtime, getting the 133-pound championship. Then the thing hit, so the following season got canceled. He took a red shirt to wrestle in the Olympics. That went awry due to the thing we cannot talk of. I've been watching plenty of wrestling. Alex Marinelli, still the number one ranked 65-pounder. Hayden Heidley went from 157 to 174. His brother, Trent Heidley, you're not even listening. Fucking asshole. You don't know shit.
What? What happened?
A lot happened. Important stuff happened.
You talk about the fake wrestling again.
The very fake wrestling, yes.
Do you
Spencer watch? Lee, out for the year, 3-time national champ, won the national championship without an ACL, then wasn't allowed to go to the Olympics because of the lack of ACLs. So they're actually forcing him to get ACLs. That's almost like being forced to get the jab.
I mean, couldn't he just borrow an ACL from somebody else?
They're saying, hey, Spencer, you cannot, even though you beat everybody, you can't wrestle unless you get ACLs. So,
okay. Have you watched any pro wrestling in the last?
10? Oh no, no, they're not. These aren't professionals. No. Okay. Well, yeah, I watched the Olympics in the sun when Gable Steveson became a national champ and an Olympian, much like oh my god, I can't remember his name. How do I? Oh my god, the guy from NC State. He lost to Sudilev, the Russian Sudilev, twice. Oh my god. Hang on. This is wrong. I should know this. You talk. You fill the air right now.
While Ocho's looking that up, the Rad Rumble starts the week of the Royal Rumble this year. The Royal Rumble, I believe, is on January 31st. Fuck, now I got to look that up. God damn. That's the 30th. January 30th, the 65th annual WWE Royal Rumble. We'll coincide with the third annual Rad Rumble. Again, 7 days of shows, starting on Monday, leading up until Sunday. Leading up right until the festivities start with our RTW Royal Rumble pregame warm-up show, which will be on 1 hour before the Rumble goes on the air. You can find all that, as always, right here.
Kyle Snyder. Oh, my God. I can't believe I couldn't remember Kyle freaking Snyder. Holy jeez.
On the Rad Rob Radio Network.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Ocho, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Would you like me to go first, or would you like to? Okay, never mind. My good, and I have several goods.
Again, just take the whole thing away. I don't have to do anything. I'm good. That's my good, you doing everything.
So this past weekend, we took our 3-year-old daughter to the Great Wolf Lodge in LaGrange, Georgia.
mine and your three-year-old daughter? Because you didn't tell me about this.
Have you ever been to LaGrange? I know you lived in Atlanta for a while.
You said we took our three-year-old daughter. Now,
I took our three-year-old daughter.
You were up here for a couple weeks, and I don't remember anything happening beyond that.
I did see you with your pants off, but nothing else happened.
Well, that's immaculate. It must be the immaculate conception and reception for the Cobras.
In any event, have you been to LaGrange, Georgia, before?
No, I'm not an idiot.
No, there's nothing there. There really, I mean, hardly anything there.
Most of Georgia is nothing. If unless you're around the outskirts of Atlanta, you're literally in nothing. True. And like, hey, guess what? We're driving to nothing. We're going to have food at the Waffle House. Where's your destination? Probably nothing.
It's very true. That is very true. But the Great Wolf Lodge is there, and man, it's a cool place. It's got 7 floors. It's got like 7,000 rooms. 6,000 to 8,000 rooms. And it's indoor. It also has an indoor water park. It's got their own Dunkin' Donuts. It's got a Build-A-Bear workshop. It's got an arcade. It's got putt-putt. It's got a bowling alley. They have story time and pajama dance party at night. It's really cool, man. It's a really cool place.
Did you bring your forest green quantum wampum silly bowl or whatever it's called?
No, I didn't bowl. I didn't bowl. No. Yeah. No, that was, I didn't want to pay extra. So, but man, they really rake you through the coals for all the fucking money.
Well, how much would bowling have been? Another $3 for a game or something? Or? Oh,
God, no, dude. Have you been bowling lately? Other than your league?
Yeah.
Like, have you opened bowling in a while?
I know people. Yeah. So,
well, that's fair.
And no, I have not. So,
most places charge.
As far as that whole practice thing, no. It's and like, that hasn't happened either.
It's like $20 a person for an hour. It's stupid.
Damn.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why I don't open bowl anymore. Anyway, she had a freaking great time. Just going up and down the water slides just over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Did you wear your shirt the whole time?
I did. Yeah.
Was it a white shirt so you can almost see, like, you know, hair and whatnot?
No, it was black. It was black.
All right.
But anyway, I would say the best part was my daughter having so much fun. But let me guess. Let me let you guess. What do you think the best part was?
Staring at chicks.
That's right.
I assume.
All the hot MILFs, man. Some super fine moms there.
A place like that. Now, it's probably the husbands are there, too. I got to figure, right?
Yeah,
sometimes the husband is like, I'm on business here in Nothingville.
Yeah.
So you go to Great Bear Water Gimmick, and I'll stay back at the hotel and, you know, remote feed my boss some bullshit, which makes it better.
Right.
And then they have to, man, were they wearing anything skimpy? Like, were there any little?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All shapes and sizes, too. I don't.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. This is a judgment-free zone, except for me judging you. But that's okay.
No, that's fair.
Because we're allowed to. We're on the same team.
Titties a bouncing, buddy.
Any tushy floss or is that not allowed there?
No, but I mean high cut, you know, like high cut up on the hip, you know.
Hey, some of them freaking water slides, they freaking give you the instant wedge of magoo anyway.
Yes,
you know, when you hit that friction when you're going so fast and then instantly stop on the liner.
Yep, correct. They also had a wave pool there too, which is kind of cool. So yeah, man, it was a good time. Food's expensive as fuck. We went outside most of the time to eat to different, you know, like different places around the area.
Again, when you're in Nothingville, whatever your resort is going to freaking smoke you, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
So it's like the airport. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Even in the South.
Even in the South. My other good.
Oh, Christ.
The Tennessee football team. Got the number one seed in the playoffs this week. So
I thought you were going to say there was a Popeye's chicken inside the resort.
No, that would have been cool. No, there wasn't. No. But congratulations to the Tennessee football team for getting number one seed, getting a week off. Hopefully King Henry comes back.
And they'll probably hear this.
They will. They listen. Obviously, it's local. They listen to me all the time. They're big fans of mine in Nashville. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Where was I?
Nashville, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I know. Straight up. Congratulations to the Tampa football team as well. Tom Brady keeps setting records. Mike Evans set record for most touchdowns in team history.
Antonio Bryant set a record for another bridge burned.
What a fucking douchebag, right? We didn't even get a chance to talk about that last week.
It's a record.
No, for sure. Evans also is the first player in NFL history to have a 1,000-yard season in each of his first seven seasons. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. What's your good, Ouch?
I mean, Ocho's had 1,000 ladies in each of his first 8 Ocho seasons. True. So, I mean, there's that. My good is there's this team called the Cape Cobras.
Yep, I've heard of them.
These Cobras had a 4% chance of making the international rugby cricket playoffs.
Yep.
And they had to win their game in order to do that. The good is they won their game.
Well, I'm glad they didn't have to win somebody else's game. I mean, that's good.
Well, who can do that? Right. I mean, think about that. Right. When you pull your groin, you don't want to pull someone else's. I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
Your turn.
That's it. You don't want to talk about the game or the fact that
they won the game. They won the game.
The field general hit a ridiculous, what do you call it? It's not a throw. It's like a pitch, I think.
It was actually a dart.
Yeah, near the end of the fourth period.
You're talking about
the overtime period. Sorry.
You're talking about Well, this was the Quattro and Ocho play, right?
Yep, the Quattro and Ocho play, and it was amazing.
No, I mean it shouldn't have been. I don't know. The networks put on the freaking Adirondack Argonauts.
Oh, you didn't see it. I was able to see it.
Well, no, I caught it on the phone. I caught it on the Yahoo. Good old Yahoo Sports app does like all the sports. They got rugby, tennis, underwater basket weaving. You get it ball, on there.
Water polo, which
obviously water polo is extremely cruel to the horses. It's not fair.
That's right. You nailed it. You knew where I was going with that one.
I even watched a racketless team ping pong played with an inflated ball in a raised net while standing on the table at one point. So, there's nothing because that is the good. That's all there was. There's just much more because there's much more than that. Now you take your 15 or 8 bads and go ahead and let's go.
My bad. So there's a show called RTW Main Event. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't. No,
I've had to do this show with this masked guy for about 6 to 8 months now. And what started off as like a fun, you know, trivial little thing has really become quite boring, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think things need to change. And maybe they will change at some point here in the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. But it's really a chore to do this fucking show every week. You're lucky.
Are you stealing my bad from months ago or something? Is that pretty much what this is? You went back into the fucking archives verbatim?
I did. That's literally what you said.
oh, shit. Did I?
no, my bad is... okay.
Hold on. Did I really say that verbatim? Because it sounded like me.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know you. I've done shows with you long enough to know how you speak. So it's probably close to what you actually said. But no, my bad...
Aren't you in enough trouble from imitating other people that you know? Now, let's hear your bad.
That's fair. No, that's fair. such a dick. My bad. So there's a place called McDonald's, right? And
the McRib is seasonal. Okay, all right.
I'm pissed off that certain stores have different menu items. Like, they don't carry the same menu items in every store, even in the same state or city. The example I have is, occasionally I go to McDonald's before I go to work to get breakfast.
This isn't occasional. This is daily.
No, occasionally I go there. I go many other places.
I
mix it up. It's not just McDonald's. I go to Hardee's, I go to Wendy's, I go to Sonic. Anyway.
Right.
So occasionally. So
you're welcome to all the fast food joints because we have Tennessee is thriving.
Yes, dude, they are. They seriously are. So occasionally I go to McDonald's and the McDonald's that is right down the street from where I work has an item called the Triple Breakfast Stack. What it is, it's two sausage patties, bacon, and egg on a McMuffin. Fucking thing's huge, right? So I get like two or three of those and some hash browns, and I call it a day. Well, I went to...
You call it 10 minutes, well, so let's fair. Not do that.
So I went to a different McDonald's right down, you know, a couple miles from where I live, hoping to get the same thing one morning, and they didn't have it on their menu. And I asked the person at the speaker, hey, I usually order this item, blah, 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 in such and such a city. And they're like, well, you're not in that city.
Literally. Were they that rude?
Like, no, they were, what, yeah. Like, well, we're not in blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, okay. No, that's...
No, but you're, now you're again, right. in their defense, because I know what you're saying. Like, you know, if there's a 2-for-2 for McMuffins, when you go to the airport, it ain't going to be 2-for-2 McMuffins. It's going to be two egg McMuffins for $15, $18.
It's true.
So,
but why would one store make up a menu item that apparently they just, I don't know, made it up on their own and the other store doesn't have it?
That's a little baffling, too, because this so-called triple stack, I guess, should be the sponsored item. Then that is now the go-to. Like if Taco Bell says we have a triple cheese chalupa, mm-hmm. or though maybe they do say limited supply or limited offer supplied or whatever, limited stores
give this. Participating restaurants only, I guess. Yeah. But it's not like a featured item. Like you'll never see it on TV. You'll never see a commercial for it. It's just.
So how did you find out about this item? Is it something you like studied?
It was on their app, because I don't like talking to people usually, so I use the McDonald's app, and it's on the one.
Order your food,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you don't even go to, you don't even say, I want the triple order. Okay.
Well, I did.
When you order 30 things, I guess that can be, they're going to be like, okay, is this for you?
Really? And I park in curbside, so I don't have to fucking go to the drive-thru and talk to anybody. They just bring it out to my car.
I'm the exact opposite. I have to go in because I need to see the freaking menu. Mm-hmm. I want to see what's the dollar value. I crush that dollar menu when I go there.
I know you do.
So, and plus, if there's any more than three people online at the drive-thru, I'm not, because the, you know, you're going to get your stuff rushed. It's not going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You're going to be pissed off at the guy who's got 48 items in front of you. But anyway, it's called a triple stack.
Yeah, triple breakfast stack. It's fucking incredible. But anyway.
Are you sure you didn't get value points because you're such a frequent flyer that they're like, by the way, this is only just for you at said McDonald's? I mean, think about it. If you're that good with the place, maybe they're literally taking, you've ordered, it's like in here where like if you order chicken fingers, fries, and mozzarella sticks, they're just going to make a sandwich with all of it on it. Ooh, that'd be cool. They're going to call it the Rob, and they're going to be like, okay, here you go. Dude, because this is what your favorite items are.
Dude, that'd be badass. I'm actually going to see if somebody can make that for me.
I stole it. That's called a Fat Daryl from up here in
Ochoville. Oh, you fuck. No, that's...
Well, it was really just a thing where some dude was broke, and he's like, I always get chicken fingers, french fries, and mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
So can you put them on a roll? And the dude was like, yeah, man. And then they made a food truck out of it.
No shit.
And then that improved heart transplants and, you know, atherosclerosis. Clearly. Because now we need stents. We need, you know, more... thin blood, leafy green, leafy vegetables and whatnot. So it promotes everything.
That's pretty impressive. I'll show it to you if you want to see it.
No. You've told me that once before, and I still regret that day. So let's get on to your bad.
That's fair. That is
they didn't have it, you're saying.
They didn't have it, and they were rude to me at that speaker.
Well, like if I go to McDonald's and order lo mein, they're going to be rude to me. So like, what the fuck? You're going there and ordering a freaking menu item they don't have.
I literally had to say, well, then can you just get me a sausage McMuffin with extra sausage patty and fucking bacon on it? They're like, sure, I can do that. So
is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. But
all right, so you made it yourself. It'd have been funny if they were like, we don't have sausage McMuffin.
That would be kind of fucking fun. Yeah, no, I would have been really pissed. So in the end, I got what I wanted, but... it just pissed me off. And if McDonald's Corp listens to this, it's pretty fucked up, dude. Like, it's not like a secret menu or anything. It was literally on the fucking app to order. So if you're going to have it in one store, have it in all fucking stores or not at all.
Way to promote it. Yeah, no, I get that.
And even before named it, like the triple fucking breakfast stack. But obviously no other restaurant carries it.
Yeah, it wasn't a build your own. It wasn't like you can pick from these five items. Mm-hmm. Like, they called it something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I'm not getting into a bad or a good or an ugly. I used to do this show called The Bromance with this guy, Vince Russo. You may have heard of him.
No, never heard
of him. And he had mentioned to me during the shutdown, I guess we could call it. Mm-hmm. We can't call it certain names.
Right.
That he went to McDonald's at breakfast time, wanted an Egg McMuffin, and they said they weren't making them due to the pandemic. And, oh, shit.
God damn it. We just got canceled.
Well, when no one listens, they can't cancel you. So he said, and he's yelling at me about this story. And he's going, bro, they can't make the sandwich because of what's going on. And I'm like, I mean, and I'm trying to justify it. Like, well, maybe they don't have the ingredients. They can't, you know, they're only
it's an egg and a fucking English muffin. And, like, they don't have
eggs. And he's eggs like, or... what? They can't get an egg, a fake egg and an English. And so that's how it was. And I was like, you're right.
Did he ask him that? Like, do you not have the muffin, bro, or do you not have the eggs?
I think he was so perturbed by it that he got, you know, you ever get so shocked that you almost can't talk and you're just like, the sense of it is so unrealistic that your brain starts to just malfunction that like, I can't fathom what you just said.
Right.
Like, and so I forget what I think he did. Try to cause a little bit of a ruckus, not like a Breakfast Club ruckus, but just a little bit of a ruckus. Like he couldn't describe the ruckus. But then he bolted off, I think, with a little burger and a McMuffin with there weren't any eggs, the chicken McNuggets with barbecue sauce, maybe.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, that's like a featured item that they have in the morning. So, you know, I had that similar situation when I went to a place called O'Charlie's, which I don't think you have up there, but it's
like, got half my name in it. Shit.
Well, that's true.
it's just feminine. It's not Ocho. It's Ocha.
Yeah. It's like a Ruby Tuesday or Fridays type deal. It's a Southern chain. And they're, the item that they're most known for is their world famous potato, you know, cheese soup. And when I went there.
But they're only in the South, but it's world famous. And I've never heard of the place or the soup.
Hey, I didn't
market. I fucking hate that.
I didn't market.
I hate false advertising.
I know. No, I get it. No, I get it. But that's not why I'm mad. I'm mad because they didn't have the soup, and I'm thinking, well, number one, that tells me you don't make it on site because you can just go to fucking grocery store and buy the ingredients and make it yourself.
Buy two cans of chunky freaking whatever the hell it is, dump it in a bowl and add paprika to it.
Yeah. And number two, what the fuck? So we're still dealing with the fucking situation. We're 2.5, you're 2 years into it. And now you're having supply chain issues. Never had the fucking issue like in 2020 or 2021. But now all of a sudden, like people are just running out of shit because they can't get it here. The same thing happened to me tonight when I went to Olive Garden because my daughter loves that place. She likes getting the fried mozzarella. They didn't have the fried mozzarella. We had to get the fucking stuffed ziti fritta. I'm like, why don't you have the mozzarella?
You throwing up marinara on it to tell her it was that, and she asked why it was green or
no. We just told her they didn't have it. I mean, we're honest. You know, they ran out or whatever. But no, all these places are having supply chain issues. So let's just throw that on top of my bad. What the fuck, dude? Like, I work in transportation. It's not a trucker shortage. I'm assuming this shit comes from China or whatever because, like, you know, the containers are still in the docks in New York and fucking California. Why can't you get goddamn cheese and potatoes and fucking bacon and just make a goddamn soup?
And then what? How old is it going to be when it finally gets to us? Is it going to be raw, mold? It's going to be, I don't know.
I assume it's frozen and it comes from one of their distributors that can't get the items. But fuck, man, that literally shows me that it's not made from scratch. They don't make it on site. Like, at least Olive Garden makes their soups on site, but apparently O'Charlie's doesn't. It's either a packaged mix or a frozen deal. I don't know. But the one thing they're known for, they don't have it because of supply chain issues. Like, come on, dude, that's fucking weak. At this point in 2022, you can't make fucking potato soup.
As much as your show would suck, why don't you just talk about food? Passion. You know way too much about it.
I do.
Eat way too much about it. You fucking clearly have this fucking aura about it.
I do. And it's usually part of my bads or my goods. Yeah.
So we get 12 minutes of it instead of a fake ass dumb fucking top five shit show. Hey, it's not fake, guys.
It's not fake. People really take this shit seriously. We have an intro.
Well, the only thing that ain't fake is me, the ref, because I calls him like I sees him.
That's fair.
What you do for your ugly?
No. You have to do your bad. Douche.
I skated you last week. I thought I had this.
No, not anymore. I'm on to you. I'm on to your evil, wicked ways.
There's this team in this rugby. It was the what is it called? The Rugby Alliance Cricket League.
Yeah.
That they were 2-14.
Mm-hmm.
And they were never ever predicted to win at all. At all. Hence the 4% chance of the Cape Cobras. This team, you know what? They're so abysmal, I don't even know their names. They wound up winning. And by luck of, it turns out it's all about astrology. Like they turk, like, you know, if you're a Leo and you lose the cricket rugby suance, like it turns out you wind up then determining who gets to maybe go to the playoffs.
Yep.
They decided that the Cobras could have an opportunity to go to the playoffs. It's bad. Believe me, it's still bad. I can't, because it shouldn't come down to something like that. And wait till you hear the ugly, because that was my bad.
My ugly.
Should we give a little more clearance to that? Like something about like the, no?
That's, yeah, I mean, you could tie it into your ugly, right? I mean, you could
live. Well, I mean, it was, I think the, they were called the Mugwars.
Mugwais.
Well, they weren't gremlins.
Oh, okay.
No, they were Gremlars.
Okay.
They were.
Gotcha. It's
a little different.
Mugwars.
Okay. They're actually called Gremlars. They're the Mugwars.
Okay. Gotcha.
And they decided astrologically that they should beat the Nuts and Bolts.
Yep.
I didn't want to say Nuts and Bolts because I don't want to say nuts. It's a family show.
My ugly. So you stopped drinking Fireball and water about 2 months ago. Now you drink Gatorade and Powerade. And I've noticed from listening to past episodes, you used to be a lot funnier. You used to be a lot more engaged when you used to drink. Now you're just kind of phoning it in. And not even like Eli, like phoning Eli it in, but just really just you've given up on life. Why so? You're muted. So you can't even unmute your mic. That's how much you hate this show.
I have to answer your ugly?
Well, yeah, like number one, why'd you quit drinking? Number two, why do you hate this show so much?
The drinking got me through the show.
Okay, well then why'd you stop drinking?
I don't know, health reasons. I mean,
come on, you're a bastion of health. You're like the Mr. Universe in the fucking comic books back in the day.
All right, well then you're gonna have to take fault for this because I have to look at you every week.
Okay, no, that's a little below the belt, but that's fair. No, that's fair. All right, well, yeah, that's my ugly. So
why are you faulting a guy? Like that's it's man, really, you ought to drink more.
You should. I mean, you were better when you drank.
I wasn't.
Just like Johnny's better when he drinks. What's your ugly, Ouch?
Are you leading me in with that, or was that?
No, that's
that sounded so melancholy from where you were.
Well, I mean, you know, you said you hate looking at me. So what the fuck?
My mouth. I'm sorry. By the way.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see it. I wasn't looking. I was looking at the Alabama Slammer and the Georgia Mud Dogs. So.
Where are we at with them? Because I might do something halftime, I think.
9-6 Alabama, I believe. Or no, maybe it's 9-9 now. It's a goddamn field goal game. 9-6 Alabama, yeah. Anyways. What's your ugly, Ouch?
Okay, so this Cobras team.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the astrological signs that were proposed by the Mugwars, all that had to happen was there wasn't a tie, a rarity, amongst rugby cricket nuances. I mean, what is there, one a year?
No, they had.
I think they had
the one this year, right?
How many?
They said they had the actual one tie.
Oh, yeah, the Cobras had one tie, yeah. But I mean, again, regular season is different than trying to actually go out and win the rugby cricket
cup. the cup.
Roundabouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9-6. Yep. There's nothing to go with that one, too. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. Or maybe an over at the half.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's fixed. It's all fixed. It's all fucking fixed.
You just jumped right into it. Okay.
No, I have to. I have to because this is bullshit. Because this is bullshit. Because even the commentators for the freaking Rugby Cricket League of America is explaining how if there's a tie, then it knocks the Cobras out.
Yep.
From the get-go, there's articles pre-game, you know, these guys work so hard to do their job to try and give this the field general his one last hoorah, give him one last killing before he can, you know, get his pension and hang it up and be president one day. And here it happens. After 60 minutes, actually after 59 minutes and 58 seconds of rugby cricket action, there's a fourth down play. Yeah, that's what happens when you get that far in the game. It goes by downs, and it's fourth down, 2 seconds left in regulation. And if the freaking Largers wind up with a score, everything's tied.
Right.
Which the fix is in now. They won't do that. Fourth down, 2 seconds left in the game. They've converted 6 to 8 fourth downs on this in the last drachma of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, it happens. And now the fix is really in. Because, okay, fuck this. The Raiders get the ball, go down the field in freaking 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Kick the field goal. Okay, yep. No, it was 6 minutes. There was 4 minutes left in the game. In overtime, they kicked the field goal. Meanwhile, they were going, and then all of a sudden they sat on the ball. They know what's going on. If there's a tie, both of these freaking jack-offs get in, and the freaking Cobras are done. And Chris Collinsworth, you Cobra hater, you silly Cobra hater, you've been saying this. You don't even hide it anymore. You are such a weasel. And all you've said, you said it when it was they had freaking four runners on base and there was no chance of them even tying the game. You still were talking about a tie.
All day they were talking about ties. Like literally, like every game.
And the fix is in. They know what's going to happen.
What was funny is I can't remember who the commentator was. It might have been Greg Olson said, I would really love to see just fucking kneel downs
for
the entire game.
He talked about
right, like
the first thing they said.
What would NBC do if it was just kneel down for like an hour?
I mean, again, you'd almost hope it wasn't a field position thing because eventually you might kneel in the end zone and there'd be a 2-point win or something.
Right, yeah.
But other than that, they started discussing it in overtime. It's so freaking fixed. Austin Eckler, who is on the Largers, he's over there like he's the boatswain of the team. He's over there trying to say, "Hey guys, just sit on it, man." Like Fonzie's trying to tell somebody to sit on it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now we're down again. 38 seconds, and the Largers team. I mean, I'm still saying Largers, even though I already blew it open. Not that anybody doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about anyway. The Cobras, no one knows, but everyone else
obviously
knows.
Yeah.
It's they really would have. Now, think about it. Okay, this is real talk now. Rob, think about it. If the Raiders sit on the ball, they play the Chiefs.
Yep.
So they have to know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather go to Cincy than play Kansas City. I got to figure.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Regardless of, hey, let's just all get in and then we'll have fun. And, you know, it's a wink, wink. The Chargers coach said he called a timeout. Because now 38 seconds left. Yep. The clock's running.
Yep.
Raiders still have a timeout left. Clock's running. They're on the freaking 38-yard line. So 38, 48. That's a 55-yard freaking field goal. 38, 48. Yes, 55-yarder. They call timeout to get the right defense, supposedly. I thought he was going to get the ball back or something. 38 seconds left in overtime. Now, again, it was a joke. Everything is fun. I'm watching the game, looking for odd differentials and points. I feel sick. I'm getting agita thinking about it. Now I'm like, okay, no way. No way this is gonna go out like this. I would have rather had him lose or had the freaking the Maguars lose.
Yep.
Biggest upset of the year. The Maguars are 0-20 against every team. I think they're 5-40 against every team in the league, and they're 7-0 against the Malts, the nuts and bolts.
Yep.
And it comes down to the timeout. They run the ball, get a 10-yard gain. They're at the, let's see, 27, 37. They're at the 30, at the 20, or 27, 30. No, it's a 47-yarder. So they're at the 37 and then 7 yards. They're at the 28-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah. Where the fuck are they? 28. No. They're at the 30-yard line. 7 yards for the snap is 37. 10 yards for the end zone. 4. Okay. They're at the 30-yard line due to this run. And Carlson kicks the field goal. Now, if he misses it, he's good.
Yeah.
He's not a GOAT because they still go to the playoffs.
Right.
But he drilled it. I feel sick. I don't even want to talk.
Well, people want to know that they haven't watched it. They want to know how it ended.
Are we doing it the stupid way or the actual way now?
Just tell everyone.
Yeah, the Raiders beat the Chargers, knocking the Chargers out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Chargers are the better team, I feel.
No, they were. They were.
But easily. The Chargers also put themselves in bad positions all night, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm thankful for the Chargers coach. Staley took a timeout to let the Raiders run a good play. And I shouldn't have to feel that way. I shouldn't have to want my field general to get one more crack at it. We know the Cobras are going to get smoked, but
who are they playing now?
Oh, the Griefs.
Oh, yeah.
The Cobras are playing the Griefs.
Wow.
And it's going to be good grief on their part because it's bad, bad, bad news.
Well, Mahomie hasn't been playing that well, so
it doesn't matter. They're better. The Cobras are an awful team. They're probably the most rotten team to ever make the playoffs.
Well, then why were they talking about their defense the entire day? Like, oh, the Cobras have an amazing defense.
Blah, blah, yeah, right. Blah. They gave up 180 yards rushing. Yeah, they have an amazing defense.
That's what they literally like. I heard somebody
quarterback.
I think Romo said
stopped running the ball.
Yeah.
Well, because they're dumb. Mm-hmm. Because an analyst are dumb. People who don't know freaking cricket rugby combos are dumb.
Yeah. No, that's true.
They're not a good team. They're a bad team. They're a very, very, very bad team.
But hey,
and they beat the number one seed.
But
go figure.
Any given Sunday, or actually it's Saturday in this case, because there are games on Saturday and Monday, which is fucking weird.
The Cobras are Sunday night.
So on any given Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, anybody can win. Anybody can win a rugby cricket match. So maybe the Cobras could pull one off, dude. You never know. Stranger
it was
things.
Just ugly for the fact that my heart had to jump out of my throat in a gimme type situation. One of them, okay, so serious shit, it really was. It was a 4% chance of them making the playoffs when they won and the Tony Khan fucking dummies won. It was a 99.9% chance they were making the playoffs at around I forget what time it was. It might have been about midnight Ochoville. It was down to 9% because it looked like it was going to be a tie.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So we're done, right?
You just made a conscious health choice to stop drinking.
I'll still have some on some nights. Just don't fucking tease, man.
Peer pressure. Drink, goddammit.
Fuck, what if I showed up with like 10 Big Macs? Can I do that? Would you be better with that?
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the Main Event. It is time for everybody's... I should do the fucking thing myself. It's time for everybody's favorite segment with me. At any point, Ocho, in the last, well, how many ever months you've been on the show, do you miss Polly? Because, I mean, Polly used to, I mean, he still makes all your masks and all that, or he used to. I don't know if he does anymore, but I mean, you, the grappler, well, again, you're not a grappler anymore either. Well, let's just
I'm everybody.
No, you are. You're friends with everybody, but you've had a long history with Polly, and then obviously, you know, we complained about, you know, maybe he talks a little bit too much, or, you know, maybe he just, he's phoning it in and doesn't care anymore, and so we get the positive guy. Do you miss Polly at all?
I missed him, actually, with every bullet. Yeah, I definitely missed.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello there, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by me. And of course, I'd like to first start off by thanking just the great people of this podcast, like for instance the Dr. Ocho, just a fine physician, I'm sure, and of course the greatest podcaster to ever live, the radicalized Rob, and of course my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And now to the intellect of the week, friends, and this week I want to give it to Justice Sotomayor, because she is one smart cookie, because they're trying to see if OSHA has authorization to make these mandates on the vaccines, and she pulled out statistics that nobody else had, which means she must know more than everybody else. She was saying that 100,000 kids have been hospitalized because of the current Omicron variant, and there's 100,000 kids on it right now at the hospitalized. So because she has statistics that nobody else has, I want to name Justice Sotomayor Latinx the intellect of the week, and that's it for this week, friends. And of course, I want to thank the great Dr. Ocho, just a fine doctor, I'm sure, and of course the greatest podcaster of all time, Radicalized Rob, and of course my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And see you again next week, friends.
Ocho, I know you're a generalized doctor. He just used all the goddamn buzzwords. So, I mean, if we're not canceled now, it's
fuck. He used them like 18 times.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Justice Sotomayor was speaking out of her ass, which that's illegal. That's a real thing, right?
You can do that. Yes, of course. That's where skate halls, in dolls, they all come from that. Sure.
So she said that there was 100,000 children hospitalized because of the virus. Which obviously is not true. Even so far, it's like the New York Post called her out on it, which, goddamn.
And they're on their side, usually.
Yeah, for sure.
Christ.
So you could tell, obviously, she was, you know, trying to stir up the...
it was sensationalizing shit.
That's what it was. Sensationalized, sharing everything. Yeah. And look, dude, like, it doesn't matter what side you're on. And I know how you feel about this. You don't like government control and all that. Freedom of
I don't like non-factual information.
That too,
which is what they spew.
True. That's true. But you don't like. I mean, you're not a fan of big government anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm a fan of the people. Which
we should all have
supposed to be the government.
We should all have medical, freedom. You know, choices to make decisions for our own bodies and our own health and welfare, and not have another entity, especially the government, tell you what you can or cannot do. So obviously this is being held up in the Supreme Court right now, and you have one of your justices literally lying to the American people. How can we trust any of these fucks?
I mean, again, the because they're a politician, you can't, and that's the unfortunate thing. And the fact is the deck is stacked against the citizen anyway, because they're all on the same team. So even if they disagree, it's kayfabe for them at this point. It's sensationalized, but... someone's going to make a note of it and even give it merit, which is the unfortunate thing. This is what they want. So I almost wonder if she's just, you know, making a heel turn in these terms, and then other people are going to join on. But no, I can't see the fact that, again, they're on her side, the New York Times, normally, but they kind of flamed her a bit. So don't I? Fuck, I dude, I hate this talk.
No, I know you do.
Because it always it comes with the same thing. It's this is what they want. It's never going to go away. My kid is going to graduate in freaking 30 years, and it's going to be like, oh, and we're finally out of COVID. Like, okay, thanks. That's great. Oh, I'll be 30 years dead anyway. So
you said the word.
Well, I think I kid my child.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.